This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
So, Mama, please tell me all about it. Like, now that they are taking place, how did that come about?
Well, obviously, Akiri, this is something that I started in 2009.
Mm.
But there was just no money and any or things like that. But again, we launched in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2014, we launched the awards. And then 2015, we awarded, because I thought I started singing in 1985. Mm. And I don't know with the backing singers, that's about the 60s, 70s,
mm.
you know. But some of them were still alive. People who were like session musicians, Jay, mm-hmm. you know, and backing vocalists. Bo Mandi Sahlanga, Bo Stella Khumalo, Bo Faith Kekane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we awarded them. So what we did, I wanted the legends in this industry. Where how we are Pamia Johnny Clegg, Mandi Sahlanga is there, Faith Kekane is there, Hawiyako Alpaminga Ray Piri. These people are there. You know, Hawiyako Alpaminga Mahlathini and Mahotela Queens. Even though Bo Me, Bale na Babina, they had some backing vocalists, you know, Bonda de Temba Mkwena and things. So we awarded those ones because for me they were like still living legends who only lived by being session musicians and backing vocalists, you know. So we started Kabo Naga 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because we do them biannually.
Oh, okay.
So it was 2015. And because, you know, it's actually funny because, you know, backing vocalists and session musicians, Kabo Naga Babangata, they're more than us frontliners. And we just don't realize that because Yvonne has got 8 people, Baba Simisan here.
Mm.
2 keyboards players, 2 guitars, you know, bass guitar and lead guitar, drummer, and then maybe 3 or 4 backing singers.
Mm.
And without those people, there's no Yvonne. And so why I wanted to do this, after 1988, we were go CCP. You were not even born when I was at CCP. And we were recording a song. This is from me to you.
Mm.
All we have to do. And Atifan Vake, Lee Richard, they said, do you think we should add a guitar here or a trumpet or a saxophone or what?
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they went outside. Ndata Themba Mkwena was sitting there, Linda Dumumbarki Tispoon, Udala saxophone. You know, these people should used to take their guitars and the saxophones, but Ule Kubo Galo, Kubo EMI, and just wait for Masiho, a frontliner, Masiho Obinang or Yvonne or Mang, and they ask for a session to say, Masiho Rekodile, Ngao Kenyeza Katar, Ngao Kenyeza saxophone, or things like that. And they call these two guys. And it was nice. And then Daddy Teaspoon, a Kenya saxophone. Oh, the song was so transformed. You know, it was on the day where I sat and I said to myself, this is not right. These guys are only getting 150 rands, which was a session fee.
Mm.
150 rands and they no recourse whatsoever. And I just thought, it's not fair. But I mean, I was young. I was, what, 22 at that time?
Mm-hmm.
I was 22. I did not know what to do. But I just thought, it's just so unfair because Yvonne is not the only person who's made the song sound good. Somebody else added something. Mm. Somebody added something.
Mm.
And so I've always thought, there's no Yvonne without these backing vocalists. There's no Brenda Fassie without a drummer, a bass guitarist, a saxophone. You know, fast forward, I held a small workshop, Libo Zamo, Bo Faith, because those were the backing singers, Bo Marilyn Nokwe. And I asked them, I said, guys, do you think it would be a good thing to have awards just for you guys, Bo Kanyo, session musicians? You know, they looked at me, they laughed. They said, why would you do that? I said, because there's no Yvonne without you. There's no Brenda Fassie without you guys. And they thought it was a good idea, but they didn't think it was possible.
Mm.
So I always think everything happens for a reason and it happens in God's time.
Most,
so in 2009, I put this proposal. sent it to the Department of Arts and Culture. They looked at it and they just thought, Yvonne, you're wasting your time. You know, nobody wanted to give me money for it. Even the launch and things, I put my own money and I launched this because I wanted people to know about it and I wanted people to buy into it, you know. And getting money in South Africa is not easy. Mm. It's very difficult. Mm. But eventually, Khosi Enzo was the first person to give me the money. He loved the idea. He was the mayor of Tswane. That's why we had the first ones, Kotswan.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's just the story of the backing vocalist. So what we do them biannually. And from when we started, we then decided we categorize I think the first ones, it was from, 1980 to 1985, people who were working constantly during the time, 1985 to 1990 to 2000, like now, the ones that we, because, you know, there's new artists and there's old backing vocalists. Mm-hmm. Some come, some go, but we then give it 5 years to say, oh, like this one this time.
Yes.
We're looking at artists and the music that was popular between 2005 to 2010. That's the era we're looking at.
Oh, wow.
So before that, it was 2000 to 2005. So we look at those artists. So you'll find Emasiho. You worked with Lira because those were the popular artists. You also backed
Judith Sipuma, yes.
So you find at least Emasiho, ubekile Judith, ubekile Lira because those were the popular ones. So we look at the era, the music that was popular, and then we then go out, we get Bonotin, Bo Kanyo, because they are backing singers as well, Bo Viki, Viki Vilakazi. So we get those people to go out and look for those backing vocalists. So whoever is legible, if you have worked with more than 5 artists in that era, 6 artists, so you're legible to be part of this because it's constant, you're working constant. But if Yvonne usebenzisele umuntu oyi-one fair, like, you know, we sort of overlook that. But we want the artists who are constantly working with different artists of different genres. I think Kanakwebo Debra was a big gospel artist. Between 2000 and 2005.
Yes.
And then Bo Nati, Bo Gloria Bosman, and all those people.
Yeah.
So that's how we're doing it.
Yo, Mama. Actually, in like summary, what you just said is quite empowering, especially to backing vocalists who didn't even think whether they could be acknowledged or to be seen. So you mentioned Hore. Khosi Enzo gave you funding at the time. Have you received any funding since? Or are you still from your pocket? Because just to give you a better background to my question, I spoke to, and I did an article, Letloni Mudise from Wabasadi Agir. And she was so honest and candid about her. Sponsorships don't really carry awards. With the money that you get from the sponsorship is the awards that you get to see. But to be honest, like, she needs more funding and she needs, you know. So now posing the question to you is that, seeing that Ore Khosi Enzo was the one last one to actually fund, did you have, you receiving
first one?
First one, yes.
First one.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2015.
And then how's the flow in terms of like funding or interest, especially now with these current ones, the ones that are returning?
Well, it's not easy, you know. It's not easy. So, Khosi Enzo was the first person to fund us in 2015 when we started, and then Department of Arts and Culture has only funded us for the last 3.
Okay.
You know, that 2021, and then these ones. These actually are the 2023 awards.
Oh, wow.
Because remember there was COVID.
Yes.
And then so we didn't do March. So the last awards that we did, nearly the 2021. Because we did 2015, 2017, 2019, 2021, 2023. So these current ones are the 2023 awards. So kisansane kisaletswe ke go etsa 2025 as well. Because of funding and COVID, that was the stumbling block and the challenge. So SAMPRA does fund, you know, does fund us because this is for the performers. And this falls under their jurisdiction because it's they're the people who collect. You see, this is called needle time. Record. Masiko comes and puts her voice. James comes and puts a guitar. Now they get a royalty. It's unlike before, you know, where Yvonne gets Masiko and I give you 2,000 rand a session and things like that. So your name gets written. So these are the people that we sort of collaborate with. We go to Sambro, we go to Sampra, we go to Kapaso, and we check or which music was popular. Every award and gayon. And then we look at the cities and you check her album, yeah, Ringo. Yo, Masiko Kiyo, she begged there. Yeah, Nati, Masiko was there, she begged there. Yeah, Rebecca, if Rebecca was doing anything at the time. And I think gospel music was very popular at the time. And you check, you think, how about this person is working constantly with these people. So we've got Sampra. We've got Department of Arts and Culture is the one that gives us more money. Okay. I mean, this is very confidential. Our budget was 3.4 million, but Phila 1.2.
Okay, but
you know, and then Sampra will give us another 500,000.
Okay. Yeah, balancer, so, but
but not much because do a production. Ish. There's a production. And then 650 of that money is for the artists because we give them an endowment, you know, because they're not like Yvonne and Brenda and Ringo, where Sampro has an endowment for you. You know, these CMOs, when they collect charity royalties, and then there's a retirement annuity. Because, you know, artists, we don't have any of these things, Marcel. But Sampro has a retirement annuity for artists.
Okay.
Yeah, Sambro Shem does, and I mean, as much as
there's drama, I was there.
But they do something that I would have taken that money, Gaija. So that's one thing that we need to give to Sambro. You say if you're a full member of Sambro, there's a retirement annuity. So from your royalty, they take some money and barbela yona masiko, which is not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad idea at all.
Idea at all. So, I know people like Bo Debra, Bo Ringo, you know, they've cashed out there. In fact, once you're 60, you can cash out your retirement. In fact, from 55.
Oh, wow.
You could cash out your retirement. 400,000, 500,000, babang a million. It depends how popular your music was played. So, you know, they work with actuaries and different people.
Yeah.
And they quantify everything to say, okay, Masiko's music is playing a lot. And then there's a percentage of your money which they take and they invest it for you, which is a very good thing.
Good idea.
Very good idea. So because now we don't have lots of money, we give them 25,000 rands. So 5,000 rands, they take it instantly. And then 20,000 rands, we invest it for them for 5 years. And I'm encouraging them, Hori, Masiko, how sebetsale chiko? You've got money, add this money. Put some money on your retirement. How berekile li chounina? You've got a session. Put this money. Because I still think session musicians are not supposed to be poor when I'm a singer. Because they work every day with different artists. How about I say, how Yvonne is doing local fashioning, but she's a little back. How Rebecca is local fashioning, but she's a little so they are versatile for me because they work anywhere, everywhere. And so we just need somebody to say to them, you constantly work. Unlike Yvonne, backing vocalists and session musicians, they're versatile. They work with everybody. But then why do they not have the money? Why can't somebody encourage them to say, if ka kgwedi we tse di-session tse 5, and Mthosi, I think session fee, you know, like it's 3,500 rands, I don't know, mm-hmm. a session. Mm-hmm. And if we say that the artist say 5, 3.5 times 5, kibu kai masel.
It's quite a lot. If I'm at 20,000, yeah.
You could only take 1,000 rands and invest it.
Yeah, actually.
Because a month, they basabeza. Session musicians, basabeza. It's either they are doing a live show or Bako studios. There's so many people, Baba Rekoda.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into the studios and they do those backings in the studio. Okay, I mean, now things are getting tougher because of artificial intelligence.
Mm.
You know, now I can go into the studio and say, it's a voice of Masiho. And it will.
Eish. And that's also copyright, though. That's not, that's illegal.
That's another thing that is illegal. That's what we are fighting now. Mm. But we're saying to young people, so many young people who are talented, and how do we encourage them to stay in the industry and for them to make money, yeah. You know?
Mm. So, Mama, thank you so much for this chat. Now, but two last questions. I'm gonna just summarize them into like couple them into one. With the awards coming up, what can we expect on that night? What are you expecting? What are you anticipating for? And are there? When can we expect the nominations list? Is it out? You know,
it's out. Leslie
Alpha. Oh. I don't think I have anything. Let me see.
I think there was a press release that he sent 2 weeks ago with the nominees. It said the nominees are out.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything. I don't have assets here, information.
I'm going to tell Bergema Norton to send it to you now.
Please. I'm sending all that I need, nominations list, and yeah. So I want to know, what can we expect from that night? Are you excited? And also, seeing that you're saying the 2023 awards, don't you think it was going to be like you guys are quite behind with awarding the right people or at the right time?
Well, because actually we are doing that era, 2005 to 2010.
Yes.
So we're not behind.
Okay.
Because really we are behind the eras that we are doing. So the next awards are 2025. We're going to be awarding people who are constantly working 2010 to 2015.
2015, yes. All right.
Yeah, so we look at all those popular music and then 2015 to 2020. 2020 to 2025.
Okay.
So that's how we do them. So we look at those eras because, you know, you can't just do a year. So that's how we do our awards. We do a collective thing called, okay, we can't look at 1 year.
Mm.
We look at 5 years, which music was popular. I mean, at that time, in Ely Boom, one by one.
Yes.
No. You know, so that was the music that was popular. So I've got an MD, musical director. He puts up the show, okay? Yeah. He puts up the show, and we put all those popular songs. So we do a show, you know.
Mm.
And what is nice with the backing vocalists and session musicians, we've got a mic that stands there.
Mm.
That's how the show is done. But that mic, I said it shows called Oleki Brenda Fassi. But now Musebetsi was talking to backing vocalists. That's how our stage is put.
Oh.
Yeah, because Akere, we're celebrating these backing vocalists and session musicians.
Yes.
So the mic just stands there on its own. It's a prop that shows Hori Yvonne will not be there or Brenda will not be there without these people.
Oh. Yeah. I like the concept, eh? I really can't wait to be there, God. I'm coming. I want to see this live.
You better be there. In fact, we're going to ask you to present an award.
Yeah.
You should. So, you know, the people by 27-4, please plug them for us.
Mm-hmm.
They invest the money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't charge me anything. They don't take anything.
Mm.
They take the money and they invest it for these people. So, as we said, we encourage some of these artists. If Manalima Chelede, they top it up by investing.
Yeah. And what are you expecting from the night? Like, what from your side?
Well, I'm expecting, you know, the hashtag, Yarunaki, hashtag Ungakhal.
Okay.
Because they do cry. I mean, Bufana, Fana, Kanaki Fanaman, the bass guitarist, Onatala Libayete Kumar. Temba, Temba, Kitemba among the drama. There's a guy, Barankitemba. I mean, he's worked with Miriam, he's worked with Hugh Masekela, he's worked with Kaifa Semenya. I mean, these guys, they were crying on stage when I awarded them. They said, we have never, I mean, Javu Sibumbe said, I've worked with Stinella, I've worked with Ray Peary, I've worked with Paul Simon, I've worked with so many people. I never thought I was worth it until Yvonne Chaka Chaka said, I am worth it. You know? So you can imagine that it evokes something on people and they get revived to say, oh, I'm just not useless. And because no one is useless, they are part of this value chain.
I like you that. Know? Yo. Hey, with that said, Mama, you put it nicely. And thank you so much for such a wholesome interview. I can't wait for that night. And yeah, keep doing the amazing work.
It's on Sunday afternoon, Soweto Theatre. It's a family affair. I mean, the first awards that we did, there's a girl, Ostandi. Tandi worked with Lucky Dube, worked with Mbongeni, worked with Brenda Fassi, worked with so many people. You know this girl? Said, my mother is not here. She's on tour. She's on tour with Lucky Dube Band. Says, I hated my mother because every time she would say, yeah, we session. I did not know what the session, but today I'm a graduate. That's holiday session. Thank you, Mom Yvonne, for honoring my mother. I never saw my mom because she did not have a job. I didn't think she had a job. Every time at Nyawi session, I did not understand what that is. But today, now that she's being awarded, everybody was crying. It started there. Hashtag ungakhali.
Yeah, and about Kalashem, to be honest.
Ashen, there's so many. Cry.
Yeah.
Oh. They did.
Mama. Yo, that
thank
was.
You, but thank you. I'm not going to send you the names because I think we've got. So we've got these awards and then we've got lifetime awards in different things. Okay. There's some Sibitlo guy, Nike meets, but everybody knows them. Ki Nayeta, King B.O.P., Brothers of Peace.
Ooh, okay. Gabait.
Yes. The twins. That guy, Kenana, Nayeta, all that music were born. Yes, so he's one of the lifetime achievers.
Yeah, and then
we've got a rookie of the year, you know, Bana Baba Kwaito. Because we've got the rookie of the year because we want to encourage them as well.
Yo, I like this concept of awards, eh? Mama, this is a beautiful thing. Yes.
I've trademarked it because it's never been done anywhere.
At all.
Not at all.
Kalabuka, Mama, and fly back safely. Ritla Bua a bit later. Thank you so much. Have a great day further.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.